Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and confused shoe shopper Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now, this week's blog is, But I Don't Want to Be a Stripper. I tried going shoe shopping, but what I found instead were shelves full of brightly colored stilts. Am I expected to actually walk in these? I said aloud to no one in particular. A sales girl smiled and said, You know, some women can't walk in flats. I bit my tongue just in time to stop myself from saying in a perfect imitation of my grandmother, Yes, child, but those women are whores. I've suffered through platforms, mules, clogs, wedges, and pointy-toed shoes, which made no sense at all. My foot is not shaped like a triangle. It's really more of a rhombus. Who knew being born with all 10 toes, 5 on each foot, would be a fashion liability? And now it looks like I'm expected to stumble around on rulers. This is a far cry from the kitten heels my mom only let me wear on special occasions, and even farther from the half-inch patent leather Mary Janes. Can I get a cute pair of shoes that don't treat my feet like the enemy? The American Podiatric Medical Association said women's shoes today are biomechanically and orthopedically unsound. And that's to say nothing of the resulting corns, bunions, and pinched nerves. Apparently, pretty shoes and pretty feet do not exist in the same universe. That's probably why they're called leave-em-on shoes. If you slip off those hookers at the point pumps in a romantic moment, you could really ruin the mood with your shoe-deformed feet. Don't get me wrong, I'm all about the cuteness. But where do we draw the line? Back in the 1800s, women in Austria wore 7-inch heels as a status symbol. If you couldn't walk, then you couldn't work. I should say not. If I wore heels that high, I wouldn't move either. You'd have to wheel me around like Hannibal Lecter. With women's heels steadily creeping higher, we seem to be thong deep in what my friend Carol calls the stripperization of America. But what troubles me is that I wasn't shoe shopping, it's Strippers R Us. I was in Baker's. Baker's. That's somewhere between Naturalizers and Nine West. I thought I was safe. I wasn't. I was afraid to try on a pair of these strip-tastic shoes for fear a pimp would pop out of the box and say, Get to work, bitch. Now, I don't have anything against prostitution as a profession practiced by willing adults. On some level, that characterizes any and all exchanges of work for hire. But somehow, I just don't think I'm cut out for the sex trade. Nobody likes a funny hoe. Two pimps walk into a bar. See what I mean? Now, Baker's did manage to cobble together a small selection of flats and low-heeled shoes. They were carelessly arranged in a poorly lit, dusty corner of the store. It looked like a run-down hood mini-mart in the middle of a Trader Joe's. Okay, I got the message. Ladies, wear these ugly but sensible shoes and you will walk in comfort, but you will walk alone. You will live an unhappy, lonely, and loveless life. Men will scorn you, children will curse you, and thug rappers will never put you in their videos. Do you want that? Answer me. Do you want that? No? Then put on the shoes and pay the pimp in the box. The good news is, I left Baker's without buying the shoes. The not-so-good news is, I bought 2 pairs for less than the price of 1 at DSW. So, I saved on price, but lost on principle. Disappointed? Me too, but as Stephen King wrote in The Tommyknockers, even the very intelligent are not immune to a steady barrage of propaganda. But so far, no pimp. Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma. If you're a fan of the blogcast or the blog, please share it with friends and leave a glowing review on iTunes. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff, will sweat you.